Kum Lenin HaBlak Gemara, we are up to the Tzadik Vav Amar Aleph. We're continuing to learn about Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, Ma Bein Pesach Mitzrayim LePesach Doidus. What is the difference between what occurred the very first Pesach in Mitzrayim to the rest of the Pesachim over the years? So, I told you yesterday, there's an argument of if the Pesach in Mitzrayim was actually considered Korban Pesach. In the Gemara, it sounds like it is, because the Gemara compares their homes and their doorposts as if it was a Mizbeach. They sprinkled the blood there as if it was Mizbeach. So it's like a regular Korban Pesach on a Mizbeach, except there the laws were different. Slightly, like it could be they'd even, you know, the fats, could the limbs, it could have been them, they ate it themselves. So that's the Gemara. What's the difference between Pesach and Mitzrayim? It is Pesach, Mitzrayim, Mechav, Asa. They were instructed they must purchase it on the 10th day of Nisan and tie it to the bedpost and all that. That's number one. Number two, V'don Hazo, how do they sprinkle it? By Gudus Esav, they sprinkle it with a bundle of the hyssop. Allah Mashke, V'ashtem, they have to sprinkle the blood on their lintel and on the doorpost. Number three. Number four, V'nechel B'chipazen, they had to eat it in a rush. Balayla, they had to eat it in a rush at night. And however, U'Pesach, V'chipazen, and not lasting, Balayla Echad, all in one night. And Upesach Doidus Noyeko Shiva, but Pesach in the future is for 7 days. Now, what exactly does that mean? Pesach in the future is for 7 days, because we know current Pesach even today is only for 1 day. So Gemara will explain. Says the Gemara. The Gemara is going to bring basically two psukim. Now, one pasuk seems to say that whatever happened to Pesach Rishon, you know, very first Pesach, will not happen again. Sounds like future Pesachim are different. So the question is, do we use that pasuk to say that it's contrasting Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Doiros, or is it saying Pesach of Nissan compared to Pesach of Pesach Sheni? Okay, so that's what we're going to go through. And there's another pasuk that says that all the Pesachim should be the same, that they should all treat basically the same and do it the same way. So therefore, we need to know one. You know, so it says Va'avadato in B'chayik V'yachad says Va'avadato es avoda hazoyis b'chaydash hazeh. You should do this avoda in this chaydash. And it says Hazoy is this, and not what? And not Pesach Sheni, or not future generations. Anyway, let's see. Says the Gemara, how do we know that what? That is different. That how do we know? Yeah, that the tenth day, first of all, is when you had to purchase it, because in the Pesach Da, but we'll call that Bnei Soleima, be'esol ha'chidish hazeh, the 10th day of this month, the yikhu, and you should purchase yourself. And it says ha'chidish hazeh, it says zeh. So because it says zeh mekri ba'asa ve'pesod mekri ba'asa, so we're using the word zeh to exclude all future years, that only this year you had to do the current Pesach, you know, and buy it on the 10th day of this, and all future years you can buy it any day of the month you want. El miyata, so that's a question. In that same pasuk it says also, it says also afterwards, it says that you should guard it. Ad until the 4th day of the month, and it says hazeh this again. According to you, this means this the Pesach in Mitzrayim and all the time. And they had the animal there for 4 days, so they were able to examine it for any flaws, any defects. Is hachinama? You're going to argue zeh ton bikadal yomikon shchita? Only this particular animal, the first carbon Pesach, required. What do you call it? Only this first Pesach required that they should investigate or keep the animal under check for 4 days. The ain't an under inspection. The ain't achatam bukavar, all other kabbanas don't require 4 day inspection. What time we learned? Ben Bagbag said, by the way, Ben Bagbag, if you look at Pirkei Avos, you have the Ben Bagbag and then you have Ben Heihei. Farshim say they're the same person. Beis Gimel equals 5 and Heihei is 5. It's because Avraham, when he became Avraham, they added a hey to his name. So it says Bagbag was a ger, so they wanted to say that, you know, instead of saying Ben Avraham, they said Ben Bagbag, the son of the person with the extra hey. Anyway, with Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, the first wide line, the Tanya, right in the middle of the page. But Tanya, didn't we learn, and we're comparing the first Pesach the Jews brought up, which was in Mitzrayim itself, in contrast to all the future Pesachim, and in contrast to Pesach Sheni. So you want to say that what? That means only that year. So according to you, only that year you had to inspect it for 4 days. Ben Bagbag said, "Menai the Tomei, how do you know that the carbon Tomei, that the sacrifice they brought every morning in the base of Migdash, Shetom, Bikadal, Yomim, and evening, that you have to also investigate, inspect it for 4 days, Koyin Shchita, before you bring it up for slaughtering?" Shemar says, "Tishburu, you should guard it. Lahakrivli, you should guard it in order to bring it to me, B'moedens, right time." So we see that every carbon, even though it says hazeh, nevertheless, we say that all carbonas are equated to the carbon Pesach. By carbon Pesach, it says you should guard it until the 14th day. And then we know for sure it was 4 days. Just like in Egypt, they had to protect it for 4 days. Before they shechted it, Afkan, so too, every carbon requires 4 days of inspection before you bring it up. So we see we do quite things to the first Pesach they observed in Egypt. Says the Gemara, shiny hossam. The case of inspecting your animal 4 days is different. The Chassid says, Tishmiru. The Pasuk clearly says, when it comes to the Karmat Tomit, Tishmiru lahakuli. The Pasuk says you should protect it. You should guard it. So therefore, we know then that it's an exception. Upesach Doresh Nami, he said, the Gemara, there's another Pasuk which says in the future generations, it says, it says in the Pasuk, you should do this service, Hazois, Bechodesh of this month, and we darshan. What do you mean do this service? Talk about the Karm Pesach this month. That all future Karm Pesachim should be no different than the first Karm Pesach. So in other words, we have one Pasuk that says Hazeh, we have one Pasuk which talks about the Pesach in Mitzrayim, and it says there, this is unique for this for Pesach in Mitzrayim. And then in contrast to all the future Pesachs. And then we have another Pasuk which says, you should do this avoid in this month, that anything you can do in the future in this month, it should be the same as this. So we have one Pasuk to exclude and one Pasuk to include. And that's what we're going to continue going through now. So when it says over there, you should, the 10th day, he's talking about Pesach Sheni, in contrast to Pesach Sheni. That a Pesach Sheni, you don't have to do that. That you don't need to inspect it for 4 days. All future Pesachim also have to inspect it 4 days, like the Karmat Tomid and all that, like the first one. It says only Hazeh this one. You're talking about compared to Pesach Sheni. El Me'ata, according to this, the Chassid, it says, V'ochlu sabosu b'layla hazeh. So let me ask a question. There's another Pesach where it says, you should eat the Karmat Pesach on this night and roast it and so on and so forth. Hachinami, are you going to therefore make the same conclusion and say that the Zenechel Belaila, the Ein Achanechel Belaila, that only this carbon, Pesach and Mitzrayim, had to be eaten at night, and all future Pesachim are not eaten at night? On Makro, we have another Pasuk where it says, Vavalach is Avoida. So the fact that there's the second Pasuk where it says that all activities of Nissan in the future should be similar to the Pesach and Mitzrayim includes that you eat it only this night. No, so why does it say El Hazel Lamali? So why does it say Hazem? So why does it say they should eat it this night? It talks about the Pesach in Mitzrayim. It says you should eat it B'lai Lazeh. You're saying whenever it says Hazeh, it means this Pesach versus all other Pesachim. You're telling me no, that we have the other Pasuk Vavadata as a Avoida Hazeh that equates all Pesachim to the first Pesach, that at night is when you eat it. So why does it say here B'lai Lazeh this night and not what? So we answer, we need it for either Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says that you must finish eating your carbon Pesach by midnight, and he has Shav Hazeh Hazeh, or Rabbi Akiva. Or Rabbi Akiva, what he uses it for. We have another Pasuk. See what it says. So every time it refers to something on the first Pesach, and it uses the word, and it says something which sounds like indicating only this Pesach, I'm particular about this particular matter. That means the future Pesachim we shouldn't, and yet we know we are, and we'll use the other Pesach Vada to say you are, so then we'll always wonder, so why does the Torah have this word that limits it to this particular Pesach? What's the Torah trying to say? So it says the Gemara, for example, we're going to go through a number of cases. It says the Pesach will call Odol, anyone who's uncircumcised, L'yechob boy, should not eat, boy, it. What do you mean, it? As if to say, Hachinami, doesn't mean that boy in the future, an uncircumcised person can eat, but I'm a crow. No, for that, it says that all the future Pesachim are the same. So why does it say that what? That an uncircumcised person should not eat boy this and not what? Boy in the other mitzvahs of Pesach, like Matzimur, he can eat, even though the current Pesach, he cannot eat. Okay, it says more further. According to this, it says in the Pasuk further, Ben Necher, anybody who went astray and is from Hashem, Lo Yeichal Boy, should not eat it. Hachinam de Boy Necher, Rechel Bet Adur, but he's allowed to eat in future Pesachim. On Makro, for that we have another Pasuk, Vavarata. Ela Boy Lamali, so why in the world does it say, Ko Ben Necher, Lo Yeichal Boy, shouldn't eat from this? But what could he eat from Lamali? So we say, Boy, only when it comes to Karban Pesach, Hamoraz Das, the fact that he, he believes in idols, Peiselis disqualifies him. But the Ein Havar Das Peiselis B'Tumah, but does not disqualify him from eating Tumah. Yeah, from eating Tumah. Says the Gemara, which I don't understand why the Gemara doesn't answer in each one of them, but he does not disqualify him from what he called eating matzah mar, like we answered in the first case. That was all of the mitzvahs, he's still responsible. Just current Pesach, he can't. Anyway, Yitzchak, the mitzvah of Oral, the eating of Menachos, why do you have to have Bob Suki? Once you told me that what? That he's not excluded from other things. So why do you have to tell me say Oral and what do you call it? And Benecher, both of them. If the Torah tells Oral Moshe the Mois, if the Torah tells Oral, we'd say because an Oral is not circumcised and therefore as a person, it's not appropriate that he should be part of Korban Pesach. Abba Benecher, but a person who's a regular person, just his mind is corrupt. Loi Mois, a Meloi, maybe Taki could be involved in Korban Pesach. That's Tzrich when he is. The Yashminan. And if the Torah would have told us that a ben Necher cannot be involved in this qualified Korban Pesach, I would say, no, I'm Moshe Negli B'Lashemayim. Because look, what is he thinking about? He's thinking about Avodah Zarah. But an Odol who means well, just he's a hemophiliac, for example. Two of his brothers died under the knife. That's why he cannot, the tailor prevents him from circumcising. So therefore, since his heart in the right place, maybe he should be involved. So the Gemara just explained as a digression why the tailor has to tell us these two disqualifications. Because if we only would have known one, we wouldn't have known the other. So we would have thought that an Odol means well, he should be involved. Without Ben Necha, the fact is he's Gemal, because he's doing the wrong thing with his mind, but he's still a Yid and he has to do all the mitzvahs. So we would have thought that he should be involved Korban Pesach. If we need both. El Miata, continuing along these lines, it says in the Pasuk that a Toshav and a Socher, these two people here, they are both, what do you call it? These are people who are not Yidden. Or, in fact, a toshiv and a sochid is, a sochid is somebody who's high, we're talking about Eden. A sochid is somebody who's high, and a toshiv is somebody who's a toshiv, is somebody who's a, what do you call it, who's a slave, a toshiv, a sochid, la yechel boy. It says a toshiv and a sochid should not eat from them. So the question is, how can I buy an oichel, have an oichel with Pesach Doidus, but you give a Pesach Doidus? The poi over here, Toshim and Socher, does not really mean a Yid. It normally does mean a Yid. anyway, because if the Yid, of course the Chayiv is Korban Pesach. So we use Toshim and Socher for other drashas, that Rashi explains it. Toshim and Socher is only over here in this Pesach of Mitzrayim, they're not involved. But in future they are involved. Amakro, Avala, to the old Pesachim are the same. El Boy Lamali, so why does this stress only this one? Boy hamoras das peiselis, ve'ein hamoras das peiselis b'truma. And Rashi kicks out this whole Gemara, because what does Toshav and Socher have to do with somebody who switches their religion? Toshav and Socher describing a kind of servitude. What does it have to do with a person whose mind is corrupt and followed by the Zohar? Rashi deletes that whole Gemara. El Miata, the next part of the Gemara is a Malta Oisa. He says in the Pasuk, you should circumcise him, Oziyeh Chaboy. We learn not that you have to circumcise everybody before you can eat from it. Hachinamai, the boy ain't oichel, only this Pesach, you have to make sure you're circumcised, and all your members are circumcised. Aval, oichel be Pesach Deide, but in the future it doesn't really matter. Is that how you're supposed to learn it? On my crow of Adator, they're all the same. That they're all the same. Ela boy lamli, why I say, boy milas, only by Korban Pesach do we say that milas zchora v'avodah makeves. If the members of your family or if your servants are not circumcised, you yourself are also prevented from eating Korban Pesach. But the ain milas zchora v'avodah makeves, but when it comes to truma, it doesn't matter if your children are not circumcised or if your servants are not circumcised. It doesn't have any bearing on it. So, from the fact that Avadator, we learn that all psachim are the same. The fact that it says, boy, he's coming to tell you that this particular disqualification only applies to Korban Pesach, it doesn't apply somewhere else. And most cases we're saying it's talking about Truma. El Miata, see what it says, V'etzim le'yishbriba, you shouldn't break a bone. Hochinami, the boy in a shaver, only the first Pesach, you shouldn't break bones. I will show you Pesach later, but in the future you can. On Makrov, Avadator, that all psachim are the same. El Aboy Lamali, so why do they say, boy, you shouldn't break a bone in it? Boy, be kosher, only if it's a kosher Korban Pesach. V'leib apostle, if the Korban Pesach was disqualified, it was no good. Then, even though you shouldn't have eaten it, but if you did eat it, you won't get any avera for breaking the bones. Elmiyatel, he said, "Atoichu mimenu." No, you shouldn't eat from the current Pesach if it's not fully roasted. Mimenu yatoichu. Only here you shouldn't eat if it's not fully roasted. Does that mean Abul Atoichu? No, but Pesach later, but the future generation you're allowed to eat if it's partially roasted. Again, we compare all Pesachim. Elmimenu lamli. So why does it single out and says that the Pesach in Mitzrayim mimenu from it? That only from it, it says there that you shouldn't eat if it's fully roasted. What does it come to teach you? Look at Rabbi Yitzchak. Look at Rabbi Yitzchak. It's come to teach you what Rabbi Yitzchak said to compare Pesach to Maaser. And just like by Pesach, we said an uncircumcised person cannot eat from Pesach. We use the word mimenu that's written, that's extra here, and we find the word mimenu written by Maaser to equate the two and say that Maaser also, someone who's uncircumcised, cannot eat from Maaser. But Truma he can. You don't have to get a shovel, and then and therefore truma you can. Second, but further, because if you're in a hurry, how do you know that? I'm across in the pasuk. It says clearly in the pasuk, "Vachaltem oisam." You should eat them. Bechipazon, you should eat them in a hurry, and it says that, you know, you should eat them in your girdles and your shoes on your foot and your sticks in your hand, and you should eat them in a hurry. So therefore, we know oisam nechal bechipazon. Only that one you eat in a hurry. Vein achan nechal bechipazon, but all the ones, other ones were not eaten in a hurry. Yeah, says the Gemara, Pesach doy no yikol shiva. Pesach in the future is all 7 days. Obviously, Gemara is no wonder. Pesach, current Pesach, even in the future, is only 1 day. You know, one night, and that's it. Am I koi? What's that referring to? Ilema a Pesach regarding the current Pesach. Pesach kol shiva meika. Is it that today we can eat the current Pesach for 7 days? The Ela Chametz is coming to tell you that the prohibition of Chametz in the future will be only 7 days long. Will be 7 days versus in Mitzrayim only 1 day. You telling me that the Pesach Mitzrayim chametz was forbidden only that night and no longer? But Tanya Rabbi Yisi Hagluli Omer says, "Minayin le Pesach Mitzrayim." How do you know that the Pesach they celebrated in Egypt? She ain't chimutz in noigel yom echad, entire day, not just the night, the day as well. They had the prohibition of eating chametz, but beyond that, they were allowed to eat chametz. Tamalim is a posig. It says in the posig as follows. Says that lo ye ochel chametz, you should not eat chametz with some mechlei. And the next pasuk says hayoyim atiyot, you're going out. So we can read it, put the two pasukim together, and put a comma afterward hayoyim, as if lo ye ochel chametz hayoyim, don't eat chametz today for the entire day. But then, so it's not just limited to the night day as well. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? Says that only Mitzrayim was at one night, and the future was seven. El hachakam, this is how you read the Mishnah. That Laila Echad, you eat in a hurry that one night, and the future generation also, you eat for one night. But, who are dealing with Pesach Doidus, you only for one night. Everything is always one night. Even though there was a hurry, and the rest of the Pesachim have to be in a hurry, but Laila Echad definitely is shared between Pesach and Mitzrayim and all future Pesachim. But the difference will be B'chametz. Chametz Kolayim, the first day, the first year Pesach, Chametz is only also for that 1 day. Well, Pesach Doidus, Noya Kol Shiva, in the future, is forbidden for 7 days. So Tais already asked, he doesn't understand, so why even mention Laila Echad one night when they're both exactly the same? The Mishnah is trying to draw contrasts, differences, but Laila Echad is something that is shared by both, all the Pesachim, future and past. Nevertheless, they said he brought it leading into the Chametz, that Chametz is 1 day, and for us Chametz is 7 days, says the Mishnah. We learned a Gemara called Tumura. Tumura is when you take an animal, and let's say you set it aside for a carbon, and you said that I am going to make this transfer, the sanctity of this animal to this animal, from the animal which is set aside for carbon to this animal. That's called Tumura. It's the very end of Bechuk Kaisa. And we learned over there that you're not allowed to do that, lo yamir, you're not allowed to do that, but if you did it, v'ayahu utmurasa yekodesh, the original animal stays holy, you cannot remove the Kedusha. But so too, the new animal takes on the holiness of the other and the original animal. So we're going to talk about a Karm Pesach, for example, that we learned if a Karm Pesach becomes disqualified, it turns into a Shlamim. It's called a Moisa Pesach, becomes a Shlamim. So when you make a Tumura, what happens to that Tumura in that case? Or if you make a Tumura to Karm Pesach, if I have a Karm Pesach and I take an animal and say, this will also be in exchange of that. Does it become a Karm Pesach? Does it take an identity of Karm Pesach? But we know a person can only bring one Pesach. So automatically becomes a shlamim. So the question is, this new animal, the tumura, do you take this animal, bring up as a shlamim, or do you have to let it wander about, contract a defect, a flaw, sell it, and with the money, you buy a shlamim. So we're going to make a difference. We're going to say sometimes it's one way and sometimes it's another way, as the Mishnah will explain. I heard the following. Tmuras Pesach, that the swap, exchange of a current Pesach, kreva, you bring the animal itself. In another time it says, Tmuras Pesach, the animal that you swapped it for Pesach, ain't a kreva, or you try to transfer, you cannot bring the animal itself. You have to wait until the contract simum is sold, and with the money, you bring it, and both these cases, you bring it to Karmish Shlami. Bein lefadish, I'm not sure when is what. I'll explain to you exactly how it works. Let's say you had a Pesach, you lost it, so you set aside another one. You had a Pesach and you lost it. In the meantime, you made a Tmurim, and then you recovered the original Pesach. So the question is, when did you make the Tmurim, or when did you recover it? So it depends. If you recovered it before you shechted the Korban Pesach, now we're not sure if it means physically shechted Korban Pesach or the time allowed to bring Korban Pesach. If you found it first, which means that both animals now were suitable to be brought up as a Korban Pesach, and you reject the animal that was supposed to be a Korban Pesach, and then you go ahead and you make a Tmura, so the Tmura is from a rejected animal. And since the rejected animal itself was a Korban Pesach that was rejected, so the Tmura also is like a rejected animal, and maybe then you have to wait till the wander about, get a mum, and then with the money you buy a shlamim. And yida achis type, that's when we wander about until it gets a mum, v'yimochi sell it. V'yavadon, so you buy with a shlamim. Chei tmurosai achash chita the Pesach. But if, let's say, you recovered the second Pesach after you shechted your current Pesach, so this Pesach, the second Pesach, was never rejected. And what happens to that Pesach? It automatically converts into a shlamim. And then you made a tamura, so the tamura was from a shlamim to a shlamim. Then the new animal, the tamura, can be brought up as a carbon directly because it was from a good carbon. Kodev shlamim v'chein tamura. So you bring in shlamim v'chein tamura. The same thing is with the tamura. Says the Gemara. The lema, why talk about the... So if Rabbi Kiva is talking about a case... If one animal was a rejected Pesach, or it was never rejected because you only recovered it after you brought up the other animal, the replacement animal, and the rejected animal itself is a rejected Korban Pesach, and it itself cannot, so why don't we say Pesach Korav, Pesach Eni Korav? Why doesn't it say that sometimes the Korban Pesach is brought up itself, and sometimes Korban Pesach is not brought up itself? Why talk about the Torah? Talk about the Korban Pesach itself. Is it rejected or not? In other words, if you found it before, then it could have brought it up itself. If you found it afterwards, you don't bring it up. So the Gemara, Kamashal, I'm going to teach you the Ketmura Tapesa Lekarva. He wanted to tell you that there is possible, you would think that every Tmura of a Korban Pesach is always a Shlamim, and therefore you should be able to bring it up directly. So he wanted to tell you no, that sometimes the Tmura also cannot be brought up if it comes from a rejected Korban Pesach, since the original cannot be brought up itself. So therefore, the Tmura also cannot be brought up itself. So the Gemara, Itmar, we learned, Rabba says, it means physically. Did you recover the original animal before you shechted it? So therefore it was rejected. Or did you recover it after the shechted and never rejected? That's how he understood Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Zeta says, no, koidim chatzais al achatzais. The difference is whether you recovered it before chatzais, so therefore you could have brought both of them up as soon as the moment came that it was eligible, and therefore it was rejected. Or you found it after chatzais, even though it was before you shechted it, the other animals, since it was found after chatzais, it was never rejected Korban Pesach. says the Gemara, but the Mishnah clearly says that what depends is dependent whether you shechted Pesach or not. Ema say koidim zman shechitas Pesach. When the Mishnah says shechitas Pesach, it means the time, which is 12 o'clock, the time when it's originally eligible. Says the Gemara. In fact, this argument of Amoraim is an argument of Tanaim. Kit Tanaim is an argument of Tanaim. Ha Pesach shenimtzu kaidim shchita. It says in the one time it says the Pesach that was found before you shechted it. So it says clearly the timing is a shchita. If you found it before we're shechting it, so it's both eligible and you rejected one of them, that's a rejected karmen. Yida. So therefore, let it wander about. Lacha shchita yikrav. So that animal, you let it wander about, and you let it wander about, and you sell it, and with the money, you buy a shlamim. But la'achashchit, if you recovered it after you shechted it, it was never a rejected animal, then it itself can be brought a shlamim. It itself brought a shlamim. And it's the same thing about tmura, the tmura of that animal. So we see clearly this Tana said it all depends about the shechit, the act of shechting. And Ablezer says, koidim chatzois, if he found it before midday, the time when it's eligible for the current Pesach, then therefore both animals were eligible, and the one that you chose, the other one is rejected. So therefore, that is it itself. You cannot bring as a carbon, you have to wait till it has a mum, sell it with the money, you bring a shlamim, and same thing with the tmura of that animal. And la'achah chatzayz yikra, but if you found it after chatzayz, it was never rejected, it wasn't around when you brought the other one, it automatically, ma'isar ha'pesach, the leftover pesach, automatically becomes a shlamim. So it itself can be brought a shlamim, and so too is its tamura. So the same argument of Amoraim is the argument of Tanaim. But the Tanaim are arguing the original animal, and the Amoraim are talking about our Mishnah, we're talking about the tamura. But it's the same thing. Says Gemara, achash chatzayz shlamim. But after you shechted the Pesach, it was never rejected, so the animal itself becomes a shlamim, so to the tmura. Amar Rav Zarav, Lo Yishanu is talking about shenimtza achashchita. So we're talking about you found the animal after you shechted, so the original animal, the current Pesach, was never rejected, and the heimer by achashchita, and then you made the tmura after you shechted it. So both of them were never rejected, so they can become the shlamim itself. However, what happens the following case? Nimtza koidem shchita. Let's say you found the original Pesach before the shchita, so therefore it was eligible and it was rejected, right? So it itself cannot be brought up as a shlamim. You have to wait till it gets a mum, sell it, and with the money you buy a shlamim. But what happens, v'heime boy, but when did you actually make the tmura? Ach, shchita. You made the tmura after you shechted the other one. So at the time when you made the tmura, it wasn't a time of rejection because the tmura itself only appeared on the scene after you brought the other animal. Had this been the original current Pesach, after you shechted the other animal, it wouldn't have been rejected. It would have been directly a shlamim. So what if we made the tmura then? Does the tmura become a shlamim or not? So he says, no. Since tmurasa mekoy kedusha d'chuyka, so the fact is the tmura, doesn't matter what time you made the tmura, since the tmura is taking on the identity of the original animal that was rejected, so the tmura itself is considered a rejected animal, so you have to let him wander about and contract a mum. The carver, you cannot bring it up. Okay, that's what Rava says. Ezra by is a question. It says in Pasik, Im Kesev, who makir. If you're going to bring up, it says in Pasik, if you are going to bring a sheep, Matamalema, why does the Pasik say Im Kesev? To include Im, if. To add what? What's it coming to add? It just says, you bring a sheep. It says Im and Atsoin Kabonai, and then it just say or Kesev Kabonai. Why does it say im? The rabbi is to include tmuras ha-pesach achar ha-pesach. This is what the Bryce says. To include a tmuras ha-pesach achar ha-pesach. Let's say you make the actual tmura. After you brought the original, you had an animal, you set it aside, you lost it, you set it on another animal, you recovered the first animal, got rejected, but then you made the tmura after you shechted that animal. So if you made a tmura ha-pesach achar ha-pesach, the tmura itself was done after the pesach. So the tmura was never, you know, had the Pesach been done then, it wouldn't have been rejected. So now you made a tmura. She carve a shlamim. The tmura itself can be brought a shlamim. That's what it sounds like. Hechadam, let's analyze this case. If we're talking about what it all took place after you found the original animal, after shchita, but you've never rejected, you made tmura shchita, then of course, pshita. Lama likra. I need a pasik to tell me that if the original animal wasn't found until afterwards, so it was never rejected, and we know the leftover Pesach becomes a shlamim, and then you made a tmura. The tmura also is a shlamim, and directly you can bring that, of course. Where I need pasuk for that? Elolav, the pasuk is a teacher of chiddush. Shenimta, the original animal you found was before shechita, which means it's a rejected one. But the heime by achas shechita, when did you make the swap? After the shechita, and the pasuk can tell you that's all right because the tamura was made at a time when it wasn't rejected. Kashan Rava says Rava, no, loelam shenimta shechita. I'll tell you the way you originally thought. Everything happened after the shechita. The animal, the original animal, was never rejected, and the tamura obviously is all good. So, why need the pasuk for? You don't. The cross machte balmo. The pasuk, the Gemara just rises to bring as a reference. It's not really the origin, the source of this halacha. So, the kolma also why taka the tzayda say im? Because the tanya learned elsewhere. Kesev, what does it say? Sheep. But rabbi says a pesach la'aliya. Why does a sheep to include the korban pesach that also the tail end also is part of the korban pesach? When it says in the pasuk, im kesev. What do you mean, im? To im is extra. So we say what that the aliyah gets burnt on the mizbeach. Remember that whole story we had with a goy who Rabbi Yudim was bragging that he was able to partake korban pesach. No one knew he was a goy, and Rabbi Yudim said, told him, why don't you tell them that they don't give you the aliyah, and so on. But the aliyah goes to the mizbeach, and that's when they realize that he was a goy. So kishoim. So kesef comes to tell you why even highlight a sheep to tell you that the aliyah goes on the bear. So I say im. The rabbi is to tell you that a pesach she'over shnasa, a pesach is over a year old, which is disqualified, or a shlomi maboy machmas a pesach. Or what happens to the current Pesach is over a year old, it turns into a shlomim. Or a shlomim that comes because of current Pesach for some other reason, it turned into the leftover Pesach. You know, you've lost one, you've found another one, and then you recover the first one, it now becomes a shlomim. Do we know that it has all the dinim of a shlomim, or does it still have the dinim of a current Pesach? Is it only good for day and night, or is it good for 2 days and night, like a shlomim? And what about all the other dinim? So it comes to tell you, l'chol mitzvah shlomim, it has all the dinim of a shlomim. Shaton smicha, you have to blin on it, v'nesachim, it has to have libations. The flour, the wine, the oil, the tenuvas chazev, you have to wave the breast and the shank bone. When it says the im eiz, it says about the im kevesu, it says the im eiz, what does that come to teach you? Hifsik inyan, it comes to interrupt, limit ala eiz, it comes to tell you, but regarding a goat, ain't tuna alya, its tail does not have to go on the mizbech. That's what really what you need the pasuk for. So therefore, Rabbi says the Braisa is just bringing the pasuk as a smachta. My din is correct. That if you what do you call it? You found that if the original animal was rejected, even though the tumor was done at a time later on, the tumor itself is also considered rejected because it takes on the identity of the original. However, there's another version. Others learned it on the Reisha. The Rabbi's comment was on the following din. If he found the Pesach before and was rejected, the original animal has to wander about and contract the moon. Since the Pesach was rejected, it itself cannot be brought to the Shlamim, which we all agree, and you have to sell it with the money, you purchase the Shlamim. The chein tmurasei, and then it says the same law applies to the tmur, that the tmur also is not a shlamim, you have to sell it and after it has a mum. Amar Rava, Rava is being very loishonu, he's being lenient. When do we say that as you're going to shchita? On the contrary, when do we say that only if you found it before the shchita, the hemer going shchita? And you made the tumor shchita. Avonim to go shchita. The original animal was rejected, but the heimer by achas shchita. But if you made the tumura in the afternoon after you shechted it, so the tumura is made at a time when it had there been the original carbon, then it would not have been rejected. Then tumurase kreva shlamim. Then the swap, the kre, the tumura is brought up as a shlamim. My time of why? Ki kava shchita midi lechazle, but the shchita only has a bearing on things that were around at that time. Midi lechazle kava, and since the tumura only took place after the shchita, it was never rejected. The tumura is better than the original, and the tumura can be brought up directly as a shlamim. That's what Rava said in this case. Eitz Abayi asked a question from another braisa where it says that im kesev ma tamalem. What did I come to teach you? The rabbi tumura is a pesach pesach. Here, so let me tell you that a tumura is a pesach. After the current pesach, you can bring up the tumura itself as a shlamim. Yochel, I would have thought. In other words, if everything happened after your shech, the current Pesach was never rejected, so the original is a shlamim, and so too the tumor is a shlamim. It itself can be brought up. Yochel, I would have thought, af lifnei ha-Pesach kein, I would have thought that the tumor itself, even was made before the Pesach, should also be able to be turned into a shlamim. Tamalemer, who could have? The eight tumors by the kreva, only the original can be brought up, and not the tumor. Now, hey, what are we talking about? Elam, are we talking about shenim tzokayin and shchita that you found the animal before the shchita, so it was rejected, and you did it before shchita, pshita? Of course, you cannot bring it up. Lomnik, I need a pause to tell me that it's disqualified. If the original was disqualified and the tumor itself was happened before, you know, you shechted it, so it was rejected, of course. Elam, shenim tzokayin and shchita, you found the original before shchita, and then you went ahead and you made the swap after shchita, and you would have thought that since the time of the swap, of the tumura, of the transfer, it took place at a time, if there had been the original then, it would have been good, so maybe the tumura is good, and yet it tells you it's no good. You have to reject what Rava said. And we go back to the original thing of Rava, that we are machmer, that even though you made the tumura at a good time, since the tumura takes on the identity of the original, and the original cannot be brought up as a shlamim, it has to wander about to get a mum, the same thing applies to the tumura as well. Okay, we'll stop here. See you tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem.